Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Thanks for being with us at the beginning of another week that feels like last week, which felt like the week before, which felt like the week before that. It is Monday, May 11th, though. 8:09 right now. Check in with Dean Richards. Why not? Let's get the entertainment report. And unfortunately, a number of showbiz deaths. We all heard about Little Richard. We heard this morning about Jerry Stiller.
Yeah. 92 years old. Very vibrant. I didn't realize that he was that old. I guess it makes sense now that, you know, I think about it and do the math and think about when I first, became aware of him on the old Ed Sullivan show with his wife of 62 years, Ann Mara, the great comedy duo of Stiller and Mara. He was part of this comedy duo. He would do some movie roles along the way and a little bit of television. But at the age of 72, he, has this resurgence of popularity as Frank Costanza, the high-strung father of George Costanza on the Seinfeld show. Here's a little montage.
Oh, serenity now!
What is that? Doctor gave me a relaxation cassette. When my blood pressure gets too high, the man on the tape tells me to say, serenity now!
Are you supposed to yell it?
The man on the tape wasn't specific.
Dad, I heard you were in the city the other day.
Your mother has to tell you every move I make.
A Festivus for the rest of us.
You want a piece of me? You got it!
Always yelling.
His constant yelling was so great. But, what a great character. Like, truly, even though it was a supporting character, wasn't in every episode, truly one of the most memorable characters ever on television. He was nominated for an Emmy Award for his role on Seinfeld. Went from that show then to King of Queens, where he played a similarly hilarious character, father-in-law of Kevin James. Did lots of movies, including a couple with his son, Ben Stiller, Zoolander, and Heartbreak Kid. And Ben Stiller this morning sending out a tweet announcing the death of his father, saying he was a great dad and grandfather, the most dedicated husband to Anne for 62 years. He'll be greatly missed, and said, love you, Dad. So Jerry Stiller, 92 years old.
I was surprised to read that he was only in about 30 Seinfeld episodes. And actually, at first, they had another actor playing George's father. And then they of course, replaced him with Jerry Stiller. And I guess in the syndicated run, when they sent out all the Seinfeld shows for syndication, they replaced that guy with Jerry.
Yeah, I have to go, and I never realized that. I have to look it up and see who was the original Frank Costanza.
Yeah.
But in an interview not too many years ago, Jerry Stiller was talking about the character as they played it. And originally, the Frank Costanza character was supposed to be, very meek, mild-mannered, nothing at all like what we know him as. And Jerry Stiller said that he went to Larry David, who was the producer of the Seinfeld show at the time, and said, this is not working. Can I just try it the way that I think it should be? And he went with his own instincts, and a legendary character was born. Everybody knows Festivus for the rest of us, and some of his taglines that are maybe some of the most memorable parts of the Seinfeld show.
Well, just the way Jason Alexander would have that expression on his face when his father would slap him on the forehead. I mean, just great stuff. We were talking a little while ago about Betty Wright, who passed away.
Yeah, the cleanup woman. She had her biggest hit song in 1971. But a string of top 10 R&B hits throughout her career, and actually won a Grammy Award in 1975 for writing the song Where Is the Love. She had a very long, consistent career of performing and writing and producing. She was just about as prolific behind the scenes as she was in front of the microphone. And she died over the weekend of cancer. She was only 66 years old.
A clean-up woman is a woman who gets all the lovely girls leave behind. The reason I know so much about her is because she picked up a man of mine.
They're very clever, creative set of lyrics, A Clean Up Woman.
It's a good song.
And, of course, everybody was talking about Little Richard over the weekend, one of the pioneers of rock and roll. And what a performer this guy was. What a flamboyant character. And you see all those old clips of Little Richard, and you know that everybody took something from him. Certainly Prince and Michael Jackson, among others, right?
Mick Jagger spoke about how he was his idol when he was growing up. Paul McCartney wrote about it. Elton John wrote about it. Bob Dylan, of all people, said that Little Richard was a big influence of his growing up as well. And if you look at those old performances from the mid-1950s, the early 1960s, which was really Little Richard's heyday of hit-making, I can't even imagine what people must have been saying and thinking about this, you know, guy who was ripping off his shirt back in the day and had this big giant hairdo and eye makeup and all the things that are nothing by today's standards. Mm-hmm. But if you watch those old performances, you can see Mick Jagger, David Bowie. You can hear in the song stylings, the early Beatles recordings that mimicked that Little Richard, you know, kind of high-pitched sound on, at certain points. Take a listen to a little taste of Little Richard. Listen to that scream. It's the same as the same scream as in all of the early Beatles songs.
Yeah,
exactly the same scream. And you know, they were you know, the Beatles when they were young men, and the Stones, all of those guys, they were listening to the popular music of the day, and Little Richard, and definitely copying his style.
Hey, they. I think there were a few shows back in the day where the Stones actually opened for Little Richard, and when they were first starting out. And I know Elvis often was quoted saying that how much Richard influenced him. And boy, you can hear it, right?
Yeah, it's a shame that really he did not get you know, the credit for all of that until kind of late in his life, where he started calling himself the architect of rock and roll.
Yeah,
and demanding the credit that he deserved for it. It's a shame that so many people borrowed and stole from him and was influenced. And really, it wasn't until much later in his life that they, you know, people started saying very definitely, Little Richard, you know, they freely copied from him.
Yeah. Elvis said that Little Richard's music was an inspiration, and that he was the greatest. Yeah, he was an architect of rock and roll, no question.
If he did say so himself.
And he did. Talking entertainment with Dean Richards, and happy birthday, Bono.
Yeah, 60 years old. Congratulations. Here's what he did for his 60th birthday. He put together a list of the 60 songs that influenced him most throughout his life. And it's a really interesting list. It's Luciano Pavarotti and the Sex Pistols, and Elvis, the Beatles, Junior Walker and the All-Stars. It's the most eclectic list that you can think of. Billie Eilish, new artist, old artist. And what he also did was sit down and write thank you letters to the artists that are still around. To thank them for the songs that they've given us and what those songs meant to him in his life. These are all on Spotify. He's got his full 60 songs that saved my life list on Spotify and other places where you can get music. But the Stones are on the list, Prince, the Fugees, Johnny Cash, Iggy Pop. It is the most eclectic list of music that I've ever seen. But a great idea, really, if you think about it.
Yeah, it sounds like a little bit of everything. I'm not surprised. All right, let's get to the Tiger King news of the day.
It is the Tiger King clothing line, which is not only available, it's now sold out. Last Monday, they put out a line of clothing, Joe Exotic clothing line, that you could get for example, Bob, I could see you in one of these metallic zebra shirts. Men's metallic zebra printed long sleeve button up non-iron shirt. The non-iron part is very important when you're wearing tiger stripes. There is Tiger King icon socks that have Joe Exotic's picture and other characters from the TV show all over it. Flex printed short sleeve shirts, kind of like a summer short sleeve shirt with zebras and tigers all over it. There is a Carol Baskin T-shirts with messages about Carol Baskin, the person who is also significant on that show. So the clothing line went on sale last Monday. It sold out within just a few hours. So they're hurrying and rushing to get more of the Tiger King Joe Exotic streetwear line. There are sweatshirts and hoodies, and what kind of pandemic would this be if we didn't have some Tiger King face masks?
Oh yeah, sure.
Also, that are being sold with this as well.
So they're selling all that online, obviously.
All of it is, online.
I did not watch Saturday Night Live. Did I miss anything good?
It was funny. I thought that Kristen Wiig was hilarious. She was kind of the host of the show and did a couple of pieces that were really funny. There were some great at-home sketch pieces. Pete Davidson did some things, but the highlight of the show, because it was Mother's Day weekend, is they brought together all in different separate locations, Babyface and Boys to Men. Babyface was the guy that wrote the song A Song for Mama, which has now become a classic, and Boys to Men performed it, but they all performed it together. Here is a little of it.
Pretty good. Sounds good. So Babyface and Boys to Men for Mother's Day. I think Dean's connection just went south on us. Okay. We're not hearing him right now, but I will forge ahead here, checking my disc jockey disaster manual. It says when something like this happens, just pretend it didn't and just forge ahead. And then when the show is broadcast, all this will be edited out, so there will be just a smooth transition from babyface back to me. And then I'll just say, well, thank you, Dean, for that report. Okay, and then we'll edit out everything that came before this, and you'll never know the difference. Oh, he's back. He's on the phone. Okay. Well, we got you back, Dean.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I'm listening to the lovely Boys to Men, and I'm, you know, swaying and singing along. And then suddenly I hear something else. Well, I hear something else completely.
I don't know. Sunspots
or
something.
I thought, boy, that's a hell of a way to cancel a segment.
That's how it works. And I, for Mother's Day, finally saw the movie Mommy Dearest. I had never seen it before.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Wow is right.
It's with Faye Dunaway, the Joan Crawford movie. Wow, that's an interesting choice for Mother's Day.
you could have
picked any number of lovely mother movies. You picked one of the most dysfunctional of all time. I kind of love that.
I watched it by myself, obviously. All right, it's Dean Richards on the phone, online, on Alexa, and on the radio. And by the way, I heard your show yesterday. You know, you make a big deal of not knowing how to cook, but you sound like you know what you're doing when you talk to those people about recipes.
Once in a while, I do okay on the grill. I made some stuffed green peppers over the weekend that I was very proud of. It's my mom's old recipe. I literally have a tomato sauce stained piece of paper that she wrote out once when she was making this. So that came out great. But this week I'm going to do some pulled pork on the grill. We're getting very close to Memorial Day weekend. It's time to start thinking about barbecuing and grilling and all that.
Yeah, and it's supposed to get warm eventually, so that'll be good to hear. All right, Dean, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Have a good one.